I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly exploration of new music with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up, we have a collaborative project between a London producer and a Malawi singer.
Vampire Weekend has played the Brady Theater in Tulsa twice, most recently in support of their third record, 2013's Modern Vampires of the City. But if you were lucky enough to catch the show before that, a couple of years earlier, then you got to hear two excellent openers sharing the bill, the swooning, chilled-out Beach House and world hip-hop duo The Very Best, a collaboration that combines the vocal talents and enthusiasm of Isao Mamwea with producer Johan Hugo. That, as far as I was able to tell, is the only time that The Very Best has played in Oklahoma, which is something of a minor travesty. Hopefully they'll return soon, as The Very Best recently announced a new record with a single called Let Go that, according to its SoundCloud page, was recorded in languages native to the countries of Senegal and Malawi, the latter being Mamwea's home nation. It sounds huge, a great big pop song with some terrific singing from Mamwea that could fill a whole stadium. Check it out.
That's The Very Best with Let Go off their upcoming album titled Makes a King, out April 14th on Play It Again Sam Records. Next, we have an Australian singer that throws a little humor into a straightforward rock song.
Back in July, we played you guys a cutesy song called Pickles from the Jar by a smart aleck Australian songwriter named Courtney Barnett, whose deadpan delivery helped underline her wisecracking. Well, she returned last week with a new song called Pedestrian at Best that retains that style while incorporating repetition and plenty of noise. You can't really call what Barnett does here singing, but it's nonetheless effective, rambling over a hefty guitar riff repeated ad nauseum, driving home the point of her existential crisis. "Tell me I'm exceptional, I promise to exploit you," she shouts, channeling an out-of-touch rock star right down to the ripped jeans. It's as if she's unraveling right in front of us.
Courtney Barnett with Pedestrian at Best. It will be included on her upcoming album titled Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Sit, out March 23rd on Mom and Pop Records. Finally, this weekend saw a rare performance on a national stage from D'Angelo.
2014 ended with a bang when R&B enigma D'Angelo surprise-released his third record, Black Messiah, with his band The Vanguard, to immediate critical joy and eventual agreement that it was one of the year's very best. And the fallout's still piling up. The mysterious singer showed up on Saturday Night Live this weekend in a stylish poncho to perform the very complicated, nuanced songs The Charade and Really Love, aided by no fewer than 10 other musicians on each one. For most watching at home, it was their first time to see D'Angelo perform in public in over a decade or so. Really Love sounded like a particularly impressive work of jazz fusion, with its Spanish guitar noodling and backing string ensemble. And The Charade skated into glistening, delicate glam rock and roll territory, eventually building up to a savage guitar solo explosion in an impressive display of range. Have a listen.
You're a systematic pain.
The current issue of Look at OKC features Becky Carmen's write-up of Tulsa musician John Calvin Abney's new album, Better Luck. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
And I'm Matt Carney.
And this has been Sample Size. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.